Well, Merry Christmas. Welcome back to Ancient and New. About this time every year, George Bailey is telling Mary that if she wants the moon, he'll tie a lasso around it and bring it on down for her. Pretty soon his mouth will be bleeding and he'll realize he has had a wonderful life after all. I'm glad you're here again to lean into yet another episode of You Tell Us, in which some of our friends and listeners are telling us which character in the Christmas story they are most relating to this Advent season. I'm so stoked today to introduce Corey McBee to you. Corey's going to tell you a little about himself and what he's up to these days, but for my part, I just have a smile on my face every time I think about him. I mean, he's hilarious, he's tender-hearted, he's steady, and he's just loads of fun. All right, Beezer, take the mic, my friend.
Ancient and New, what do you allow? This is Corey McBee, Beezer, Red Jesus. I work at Young Life's Clearwater Cove. I'm a landscape supervisor, and today I'm going to share a little bit about the Christmas story and what character I'm relating to and why. I picked the Magi from the East, also known as the Wise Men. I think for me right now, they are showing me, as I read in Scripture, that there are things to be true, that I know to be true, and that I need to trust the Lord in letting Him work through those. I think of gifts that I have that the Lord has blessed me with, and talents to give to Him in worship and to serve others. The wise men brought gifts to the Lord and presented Him with them. I think of some gifts that I believe I have from the Lord that He has blessed me with to serve and worship, is to listen to those that are in need, and abilities to create thin places for kids to come and experience the Lord. There's many more, but those are the two that are sticking out to me. And the wise men trusted the Lord in going to worship the Savior of the world. And I am feeling a need of trust, to put my trust in the Lord, that He has a direction for me, and trust that He is using these gifts to proclaim the good news, that He died on a cross to save us, and that hope that one day we'll get to worship with Him in eternity. And I think of this little snippet here of the wise men finally getting to the baby and bowing down and worshiping. It's just a sweet, sweet reminder of what it'll be like when we're in His presence in eternity, to get to worship at His feet. And yeah, so that's all I've got. Thank you. Thank you.